राम राम हरे हरे Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Radha Shyama Sundar Radha Shyama Sundar Radhe Jai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jai Jai Prabhupad 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री श्री राधा दामोदर की जय श्री कार्तिक मास की जय श्री ऊर्जा व्रत की जाए निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम द चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 22 Entitled The Process of Devotional Service, Text 127. Sarvatha Sharanapatti Kartika Adi Vrata Chatuhu Shashti Anga ए परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंग ए परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंग ए परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व प्लीज चैंट सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व एनी माताजी सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व सर्वथा शरणापत्ति कार्तिकादिव्रत चतुष्षष्टि अंगे परम महत्व सर्वथा इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स शरण आपत्ति सरेंडर कार्तिक आदि व्रत टू ऑब्जर्व स्पेशल वाउज इन द मंथ ऑफ कार्तिक चतुष्षष्टि अंग 64 पार्ट्स ए दिस परम महत्व वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट आइटम्स Translation by Srila Prabhupada. One should surrender to Krishna in all respects. One should observe particular vows like Kartik Vrata. These are some of the 64 important items of devotional service. There is no purport to this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे मूकं करोति वाचालम् पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। आराध्यो भगवान् व्रजेशतनयस्तद्धाम वृन्दावनम्। रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेण या कल्पिता। श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमापुमर्थो महान्। श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरः न परः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। Today is the beginning of the holy month of Kartik, and we have read in this verse today, which is from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami, that it is essential for devotees to practice devotional austerities very rigidly and fervently in this month, and indeed that we must follow certain vows or vrata. So the Kartik vrata is meant to be followed by all devotees, and this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has also, in his description of the 64 important elements or limbs of sadhana bhakti, devotional service in practice, he has mentioned the following of the Kartika Vrata, or the vow in the month of Kartik, as the 58th item. Here also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is counting it along with other important items like surrendering to Krishna. So this Kartik month is the fourth month of the Chaturmasya series of months. And as we all know, the Chaturmasya happens in the rainy season, and it is meant to be a period in which one increases one's devotional service. Traditionally, the sadhus who customarily used to travel all the time cease their travels for these 4 months of the Chaturmasya, and they stay at one place and they perform vows and intensify their devotional activities. So the Chaturmasya begins from the month of Ashad. Some people started from the Tithi of Ekadashi in the month of Ashad in the Vaishnav calendar, the Vedic calendar. It's called the Shayana Ekadashi. Shayana, because Shayana means to sleep. So the Supreme Lord in the milk ocean goes to sleep on this day, on this Tithi. That starts from the Ekadashi. in the waxing period of the month of Ashad. And then it goes on till the Ekadashi in the month of Kartik, which is called the Uttana Ekadashi. Uttana means wake up. That means Lord, the Supreme Lord, who has slept in the milk ocean for 4 months, four of our months, he wakes up. So even the Lord sleeps. So therefore the sadhus also are one place. Sometimes, however, some people follow it not from Ekadashi to Ekadashi, that is from Ekadashi of Asha to the Ekadashi of Kartik, but they follow it from the Ekadashi of, from the Purnima or the full moon of Asha to the full moon of Kartik. Some people follow from Dwadashi to Dwadashi. Srila Sanatan Goswami has mentioned all these possibilities. But since Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and following in his footsteps, Srila Prabhupada followed it from Purnima to Purnima, so within ISKCON we also follow from Purnima to Purnima. And the last month of the Chaturmasya period is the Kartik month. And some people, as I said, follow it from the Ekadashi in the month of Ashwin to Kartik Ekadashi, but we follow it from the Purnima of Ashwin, which is today, till the Purnima in the month of Kartik. So after the month of Ashar, then the next is Shravan, then Bhadra, then Ashwin, and then Kartik. So these are the 4 months of the Chaturmasya. And the last month, the Kartik month, is considered the most important amongst all these 4 months. And it is explained that unless one follows the vows of Kartik, one's following of Chaturmasya will be useless or not effective. So one must follow the vows of Kartik, of Damodar. So in this way, the month of Kartik is considered very, very holy, very auspicious. In this month, there are many, many important events and festivals. Today itself is the Sharadiya Rasa Yatra. Sharadiya implies in the season of Sharad. According to the Vedic calendar, there are 6 seasons. And the autumn and the spring, that is Sharad and Vasant, are considered the 2 most attractive seasons of the year. In summer it's too hot, in winter it's too cold, in deep winter it's even colder. The rainy season is bothersome, you can't go out. But autumn and spring are very pleasant, neither too cold nor too hot. So in Vrindavan, these 2 seasons are considered of special importance. But amongst these two, the autumn season is considered even more important. So the autumn season is called Sharad, and that is most important in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, because the autumn season is so beautiful, so Lord Krishna performs many, many of his pastimes. Of course, as Srila Kavi Karnapur describes in the Ananda Vrindavana Champu, that by Krishna's arrangement, all the seasons can manifest at one time in Vrindavan in order to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. So whatever is necessary or helpful according to the mood or requirement of a particular pastime, then Yogamaya arranges that. But nevertheless, the month of autumn is especially very, very attractive and beautiful. And the crown jewel of this month of autumn is when Krishna plays his flute in this month. And when he stands at Vanshivat playing the flute, then all the gopis are attracted, they leave their homes and they come to Krishna on the banks of the Kalindi or the Yamuna. And then there is that conversation in which Krishna discourages them, gives them lessons in morality and other things, and sends them back, or tries to send them back, but they don't. Then there is a famous Rasa Leela. So that's the Sharadiya Rasa Leela. So that takes place. I use the present tense because this is an eternal pastime that goes on. Krishna's Rasa Leela is eternally going on, like his other pastimes. So that takes place here on this day. So the Sharadiya Rasa Yatra is the beginning of this month. It is also called a Sharad Purnima. Purnima means full month, the full moon. And after this there are many, many other festivals. There is Bahulashtami. It is a day on which Radha Kund appeared. There is Deepavali. There is Govardhan Puja. There is Gopashtami. There is the Bhishma Panchaka, and so on. And of course, as devotees of ISKCON, for us also, there is another very important day in this month, and that is the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, many, many important festivals are there in this month. And actually, every day of the month of Kartik is very important. And for all of us who are in Vrindavan, we know it is such a festive occasion. In all our temples, all over the world, it is a festive occasion. But in Vrindavan, the atmosphere is unparalleled. Everywhere you go, it's a mood of devotional festivity. People come from far and wide simply to be able to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan in this day. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this has been referred to as Urja Vrata. And Urja Daro. Urja Daro means we must respect. Urja Adaraha. We must respect this Urja Vrata by following it. How do you respect a vow? By following it. So Rupa Goswami says we must follow this Urja Vrata. This month is also called Damodar. Now interestingly, this word Damodar, the Damodar month, doesn't refer, originally speaking, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described it, to baby Krishna, but it describes a four-handed form of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Because, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, that the 12 four-handed forms of the Lord in Vaikuntha, they are presiding deities for the different months, the 12 months of the year. So Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, Ashvine Padmanabh Kartike Damodar Radha Damodar Anya Vrajendra Nandan Kunar. He says, my dear Sanatan, after having described the presiding deities of the previous months, he said, now the presiding deity of the month of Ashwin is Padmanabh. That is another four-armed form of Krishna. Before that is Rishikesh, before that is Sridhar. And for Kartik, it is Damodar. And then he says, but mind you, Sanatan, this Damodar, after whom this month is named, Radha Damodar Anye, Vrajendra Nandan Kunar. He is not the Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. He is not the Krishna or the Damodar of Radha Damodar. He is the four-armed Damodar form of Krishna, after whom the different months are named. But in any case, because the famous Damodar Leela happens in this month, and it is so especially glorified by Satyavrata Muni in his Damodar Ashtakam prayers, and therefore the scriptures and even the Hari Bhakti Vilas of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sanatana Goswami has glorified this particular pastime and the chanting of the Damodar Ashtakam in this month. So when we say we want to follow the Damodar Vrata, or we are in Damodar Mass, therefore, we also understand that Lord Krishna is worshipped here as Damodar, who was bound to the grinding mortar by his mother. Now, as we all know again, Mother Yashoda did not succeed in binding Krishna with ropes. That is only an external phenomenon. Actually speaking, no one can bind Krishna, who is immeasurable. No one can bind him. It is only love, pure love, that can bind him. So Mother Yashoda's pure love bound Krishna. Only externally it was a rope. So similarly, when we follow the Damodara Vrata, by the blessings of this holy month of Damodar, we will also be able to obtain that love which will bind Krishna. That is the perfection of our life, to develop that pure love for Krishna. Just as Damodar is very dear to the devotees, similarly the holy month of Damodar is also very dear to the devotees. Krishna is known as Bhakta Vatsala. The word Vatsa means a calf, and just as a cow nourishes its calf with great devotion, the Supreme Lord also nourishes His devotees with great care and attention and devotion. So just as Damodar is Bhakta Vatsala and is very affectionate to His devotees, similarly the holy month of Damodar is also very affectionate to those devotees who practice vows to please Krishna or Damodar in this age. The word Vatsala has also another connotation according to the Acharyas. Vatsa also indicates the heart. So it indicates that Krishna takes the devotee and keeps him very close to his heart, and therefore he is Bhakta Vatsala. So for one who takes shelter of the month of Damodar in Vrindavan, then Krishna, or the holy month of Damodar, helps one to be very close to Krishna's heart. So these are the different purports of the word Damodar. The word Kartika actually is one of the 12 lunar months of the year according to the Vedic calendar. Technically, from the point of view of Vedic astronomy, these 12 months, their names originate from the constellations, from certain constellations. We won't go into the technicalities too much, but suffice it to say that there are certain constellations in the sky, certain groups of stars which are classified in different categories. And for example, there is a nakshatra constellation called Vishakha. After the Vishakha nakshatra is named the month Vaishakh. Similarly, there is a Kritika constellation, a group of stars. You can actually see it close. It's a group of about 7 or 8 stars. You can see it close together around the a little distance away from the ecliptic. So from Kritika comes Kartika. So that month in which the moon is connected to Kritika. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we also have another understanding of this word Kartika. Kartika is the month of Kritika Kumari or Kirtika Kumari. As you know, Srimati Radharani's mother's name is Kirtida Devi. So Kirtika Kumari refers to Radharani. In other words, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas understand Kartik as the month of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, in this month in particular, we pray to Srimati Radharani along with Lord Damodar. And by hearing about her, by glorifying her and serving her, we obtain her boundless mercy. Without Srimati Radharani's mercy, no one can do devotional service. She is the unlimited repository or ocean of devotion for Lord Krishna. And anyone who wants to follow devotional service must follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada explains. Therefore, we come to the word Urja. Why is this month called Urja Vrata? What is Urja? In Sanskrit, the word Urja means energy or power. So now that we have talked about Kartika in terms of Kirtika Kumari, we know that the word Urja will also represent or signify Radharani, because she is the internal potency of Krishna. She is the personified Ladini Shakti, the essence of the most concentrated essence of the love of Godhead. The personification of that is Srimati Radharani. So the month of Urja Vrata is when Srimati Radharani is glorified. So this is actually her month. This is Srimati Radharani's month. And we worship Radharani along with Krishna with great devotion in this month. It is also explained that this month, the Urja Vrata, is capable of giving great benefits. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes a verse and says, Yatha Damodara Bhakta Vatsalo Vidito Janaihi Tasyam Tadrishah Masaha Svalpam Api Urukramah. In other words, just as if any devotee serves Lord Damodar, who is the Bhakta Vatsala, who is very affectionate to his devotees, then even if a little service is done in this month, then great returns are obtained. The word Urukramaha indicates that from very little, a great deal is obtained. So, in Kartik, devotional service, especially in Vrindavan, is a big deal. Because even by doing just a little bit, you can obtain much more than you can even imagine. Srila Rupa Goswami quotes from the various scriptures to explain that in other holy places, Lord Krishna may award, and often easily even, bhukti and mukti. Bhukti means sense enjoyment, and mukti means liberation. But he hardly ever awards pure devotional service, Krishna prem. And the reason is that Krishna prem is the only thing that can conquer and control Krishna. So naturally, Krishna is very careful and very hesitant before he awards Krishna prem to anyone, because when Krishna awards Krishna prem to someone, what he is doing in effect is to surrender to that devotee. He is becoming the property of that devotee. He comes completely under the control of that devotee. So naturally, Krishna wants to make sure 100 times before he gives himself to somebody. He doesn't surrender so easily unless there is devotion. So therefore, in other holy places, mostly you may or may not have people who are approaching devotional service with such a serious motive, a pure motive. So he may give them sense enjoyment and liberation, but not this devotional service. However, the scriptures say that if one renders devotional service, even unseriously, in Vrindavan, in Mathura Mandala, in the holy month of Kartik, then one can easily get Krishna prema. That which Krishna doesn't award at all in other holy places, he awards very easily even to a non-serious devotee who performs devotional service here in Vrindavan in this month of Kartik. That is the purport of the word Urukramaha, that a small service is multiplied, manifold, millions of times. So just a small devotional service here becomes equivalent to much amplified devotional service performed at other times, even in Vrindavan, what to speak of elsewhere. So this month of Damodar or Kartik or Urja Vrata is simply looking for an excuse, the acharyas say, to accept a little service and then, in the name of extinguishing the debt of that service, give back unlimited amounts of spiritual benefit. So all it needs is some slight devotional service in this month. So this holy month is just waiting. When will the devotees of Radha Krishna come here to Vrindavan and just do a little devotional service? Svalpam apyurukramaha. Svalpam means very little. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has explained, Nehabhi kramanashosti प्रत्यवायो न विद्यते स्वल्पम अप्यस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात्. That even a little devotional service rendered will protect one from the greatest fears. In other words, going down to the lower species of life and so on. Now this is just a general statement about devotional service by Krishna. What to speak of devotional service in Vrindavan and especially in the month of Kartik. So at that time, this svalpam apyasya dharmasya, this svalpam, this very little bhakti generates or rewards one with unlimited spiritual benefits. The benefits that one can get are beyond one's imagination. In fact, there are numerous quotations in the scriptures which are found in the Hari Bhakti Vilas and other scriptures also, where it is said that just by doing a little service, one can actually go to Vaikuntha. For example, we know that in this month, we offer the lamp every day to Radha Damodar. And that has great merit. Radharani and Krishna are very pleased by this simple service of offering a lamp. Actually, lamps can be offered according to the scriptures in this month of Kartik, especially in different ways. The simplest way is what we do. We offer with a devoted heart a ghee lamp. And nowadays, of course, ghee is hard to get. So the next best alternative is sesame oil. And then we offer with devotion. Sometimes we may offer what is called deep mala, a string of lamps. Sometimes we may have what is called a shikhar deep. On the top of the temple, shikhar, you will find some lamps are placed. Or sometimes you may have what is called akash deep. On a kite or something like that, devotees may place a lamp and let it loose in the sky. And it flies in the sky in glorification of Radha Damodar. Sometimes you may find devotees offering lamps on the water, floating on the water. So there are numerous ways in which we can serve Radha and Krishna by means of lamps in this age, in this month. And in order to point out how glorious this little service is, Hari Bhakti Vilas quotes this one little famous pastime of the mouse. There are actually different variations of this little pastime. We will tell one or two of these. One time there was a mouse who was roaming around somewhere, happened to be coming near a Krishna temple. And there was one Brahmana called Vaikuntha. He had just offered a lamp to the deity and had gone back home. And then this mouse came up on the altar and looked, oh, this is nice ghee here. So it started tasting the ghee. And then as he was tasting the ghee, the wick got caught between its teeth. And he panicked. The mouse panicked and began to jump up and down. And because the ghee, the wick was lit, the mouse died. But before he died, because the wick was stuck, he was jumping up and down, so the Lord thought that this mouse is offering arati. So he said, oh, this mouse has offered me arati, has offered me a lamp, a ghee lamp, in the holy month of Kartik. So therefore he he awarded him a supreme destination. In some places it says he was awarded an exalted human birth and then he became a pure devotee and went back to Godhead. In some places it says that he went out and then was bitten by a snake and then the Yamadutas came to get him after he was dying. They had tied him all up and were about to take him. Then the Vishnudutas came and said, stop, you can't do that. So why not? So he said, well, because he has offered a ghee lamp to Krishna and Damodar. And then the Yamadutas were astonished. And the Vishnudutas then went on to proclaim or declare the glories of doing devotional service in the month of Kartik. Now, having been sufficiently educated, the Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj. And they said, henceforth, we will not touch anyone who does devotional service in the month of Kartik like this. In another place, it is said that this mouse came up. Normally, he would go when the devotees had left, and there were lamps in which the flame had been extinguished, but there were still some remnants of ghee. So as you know, rats, mice and so on, they like oily substances. So if you want to trap a mouse in a rat trap, you should put some oily substances. Don't kill the rat, then go and leave it somewhere in the jungle. So the ghee, he would come regularly and eat the ghee. But one time the mouse was very hungry and the lamps were still burning. But nevertheless, he had to feed himself. So he came up and then he tried to drink, to eat the ghee, and he moved the wick, which was actually about to get extinguished, and then it just became a flame again. And Krishna accepted that as a wonderful devotional service rendered, and actually sent him back to Vaikuntha. Now we may wonder, well, I've been offering Damodar lamp for so many years and I'm still here. I don't seem to be on the way back to Vaikuntha. So we should understand that these are, as in another context Rupa Goswami explains, that these are not to be considered mere exaggerations. We should understand that they are things that factually happened in specific cases. It may not happen exactly like that to us, in the sense that if we do an arati in the month of Kartik, it doesn't mean that immediately we go back to Vaikuntha. But yes, we are well established on the path back to Vaikuntha. If we just continue rendering devotional service to Krishna like this, then surely we are headed back. Sooner or later, we will reach the abode of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, sooner or later. So there are many, many other things that are mentioned for Kartik. There are many vratas to be performed, eating once a day, eating only on palash leaves, sleeping on the floor, being celibate, avoiding all forms of sense gratification, giving in charity to the temple, especially prasadam, giving gold and diamonds to the deities. And there are numerous such instructions in the scriptures. It's full of them. Interestingly also, the scriptures, the Puranas, and even Hari Bhakti Vilas of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are full of such quotations where there are severe admonitions for those who don't follow Kartik. Like, if you don't do that, then you will go to hell, you know, like that. Many, many things like this. Or also there are many verses where you are awarded heavenly planets or a lot of enjoyment if you follow this vrata. In fact, in the Padma Purana, Lord Krishna himself declares to Satyabhama Devi about a certain person who unknowingly, who was very, very sinful, but he unknowingly followed this vrata. And again, when the Yamadutas came, the Vishnu Dutas actually came to rescue him and took him away to the spiritual world. So why then do the scriptures talk about such material benefits? Why is it given such a karmakandic perspective, even the holy month of Kartik? And the answer is that most people are materialistically inclined, and they cannot surrender to Krishna without any ulterior motive. So in order to attract these people to somehow or other come to Vrindavan and serve Krishna in Kartik, even unknowingly, these things are mentioned as a kind of a bait, some tentative attraction for these people. So even if they unknowingly perform some devotional service here in this month, they will get great benefit. So it's agyata, agyata sukriti, or agyata bhaktyon mukhi sukriti, unknowingly performed piety that leads to devotional service. In other words, very soon they will become staunch devotees of the Lord. Of course, for those who are already serious or staunch in devotional service, they are not interested in these material benefits that are awarded. They are more concerned about getting pure love for Krishna. So as devotees, we come here, we practice devotional service very seriously, especially in this month. And in the midst of all these different vratas, the most important vrata really is, number one, to hear and chant more about Krishna as much as possible. In other words, we don't have prajalpa, and in particular, we avoid various types of sense gratification. We keep our life very simple as much as we can and increase our devotional service, particularly hearing and chanting and worshipping and so on. We increase that as much as possible. We can take vows. There are many things that we shouldn't have, like we shouldn't have tomatoes, brinjal, and sesame seeds, and so many other things. Yes, we may follow all these things. But the principal vows are these. This will please Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. And after performing all these vows, we should understand we're doing it for not in a ritualistic or mechanical way, but for the purpose of pleasing their lordships. Another thing we should be careful about is that we should be realistic in taking on vows. Many times devotees are very enthusiastic in the beginning. And out of they hear something about the glories of Kartik and they say, all right, I'll follow a certain vow. And they're not able to maintain that vow. Then that's not good. Someone may just get pumped up a little bit. Yes, I'll just sleep 2 hours every night, the whole of Kartik, and then he finds, oh, I can't do that. Or someone may say, I take a vow to chant 64 rounds every day in Kartik, which is good, wonderful. But if you think that you're not going to be able to maintain it, don't take a vow. So vow should be taken seriously. When we take a vow, then we must make sure that we follow it. So therefore, we may take vows according to our capacity, realistically, to follow. So someone may decide to give up sweets, someone may decide to give up rice, someone may decide to read a chapter of the Bhagavatam or the Gita every day, someone may take a vow to chant a certain extra number of rounds every day, and so on. So in general, in this month, we should, if possible, try to sleep on the floor. Try to rise early in the morning, take bath and come as we all do for Mangalarati. Be here in the temple, hear the classes morning and evening. Immerse ourselves in hearing and chanting, chant some extra rounds, read the Srimad Bhagavatam and other books of Srila Prabhupada. And participate in all the programs that go on. This is our Kartik Vrata. In 1972, Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan. He said, I am coming to Vrindavan to follow Urja Vrata. During Urja Vrata, I am coming, he wrote in the letter. And then he came here. And at the Radha Damodar temple, there was a conversation. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that, please tell us, how can we follow this Urja Vrata? Today is the first day of Urja Vrata. So Prabhupada answered very simply. He said, 24 hours a day for the whole month, chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Then he said, no sleeping, no eating, only chanting Hare Krishna, 30 days a month, the whole month. You can do? Well, the devotee wasn't very enthusiastic to reply, naturally. So this is the essence of Urja Vrata. That we hear and chant more and more about Krishna and increase our devotional service. We should cut out all sorts of materialistic tendencies and discussions and so on and make use of this one glorious month. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are there any questions? Yes. We have the mic here, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for a very nice class. Very inspiring. I had a doubt that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that in Dakshinayan, somebody leaves the body, then he has to come back. And in Uttarayan, somebody leaves, then he goes to the higher, means spiritual world. So, but I am seeing that all the glorious months are in Dakshinayan. So how to be reconcile this fact?
This restriction applies not to devotees, to yogis. It applies to the Ashtanga yogis. For devotees, it doesn't matter. Anytime, anywhere, you may be on top of Mount Everest, or you may be in the Sahara Desert, or you may be in Vrindavan. If we are pure devotees, we are going back to Godhead. So these rules mentioned in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, they pertain to yogis. Okay? Yes. Question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I want to know, what does it mean to following in the footsteps of Radharani?
To follow what the Acharyas have given us, the items of sadhana bhakti. We simply follow that because Srimati Radharani is the best devotee and she is only serving Krishna. The only purpose of her existence is to serve and please Krishna. So following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani also means to develop this kind of a mood that my life is only for Radha and Krishna. It's only for their pleasure, only to serve them. And then in accordance with that goal, we follow a certain lifestyle, we follow certain do's and don'ts, certain spiritual practices, so on. Yes, give the mic here, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, my question is like this. The shastras that Srila Prabhupada has given us and the service and the focus of our Damodar Kartik Vrata is Yashoda Damodar. So my question is, what is the significance of Radha Damodar to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya?
Yes, actually, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas explain that even though we do worship Yashoda Damodar and the Damodar Ashtakam prayers are substantially devoted to glorifying this pastime, and that's definitely something we cherish and we sing about it, we think about it, we meditate on it. But in the end, Satyavrat Muni says, Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai. And the Acharyas explain, this is the actual purpose. That we want to please Radha Damodar. Because the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is essentially for training us how to serve and love Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. And especially in the following in the footsteps of the gopis. At the same time, for those who cherish the Vatsalya Bhav, yes, that's also wonderful. And as practicing devotees, we do all these things. We appreciate the Yashoda Damodar pastime. We try to develop our love for Krishna by meditating on this pastime. And we also understand the inner significance in terms of Radha Damodar. So both the things should be there. Okay? Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Kartik Mas ki jai, Shri Urja Vrata ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.
Oh, that's too much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Krishna